Brought to you by XS Energy. Here's today's surf and weather conditions with Sly Dog on KX93.5.
Well, just singing the praises of Lindsay Page, my intern here, for coming in even though she didn't feel too good. And it just makes me think how brilliant the people are that make this radio station work. And every morning, Sly Dog's on the phone, early, bright and early, breezy, when you know he's hungover, when you know his life's a mess, but he's here anyway. Hi, Sly.
Oh, good morning. You know me, surfer board every single morning, right?
Well, you know, most mornings, and I must say, you know, in all seriousness, without any hint of British sarcasm, we, the world, is grateful to you, sir.
Well, much gratitude to that lovely radio station you guys got rocking over there. Thank you for those kind words, brother. Yeah, we still got some waves out there. So, a little surf report this morning there.
Yeah, sounds good. And weather, too, because the weather is in the news today.
Yeah, I feel like we're stuck in Groundhog Day here in Laguna Beach. It looks like it's going to be a really glorious sunny day again. We have waves again from every single direction. When I say east, yeah, we even have east waves coming from, like, deep Mexico down below Baja. So, yeah, we have a couple of tropical storms out there, Darby and Estelle, who are kind of starting to fade out, but still giving us waves from the south-southwest. We still have a northwest wind swell in the water. And, yeah, we have some southern hemisphere stuff coming down by New Zealand as well, too. So plenty of surf out there. We got some pretty good tides today. High tides at 11:20 at 4.3. And then we have a low tide at 4:30 at 1.6. Looks like there's going to be waves, like throughout the weekend. There's a tiny bit of a chance we might have the Brook Street. We'll have to get in contact with Brandy Faber on that one tonight, where he'll be at the wine gallery as myself, and we're going to be pouring our purple corduroy wines down there, and I'm going to be DJing some beach boogie. So come on down, get your wine on and pizza and your beach boogie, and we're going to have some fun. But today we'll be down at the beach with the Groms, Laguna Beach Surf School that I run. We'll be down there all day, and we got 5 more weeks. So sign your kids up at the Laguna Beach Rec Department. We're having a ton of fun, and yeah, one of the glorious summers ever. So yeah, what else checking out there?
Which beach do you go off of when you do your surf school slide?
Yeah, we're right between Thalia and Anita Street. We call it Hakama Reef. There's a cool little palm frond palapa down there, and it's post up right down there, and a great little spot for the kiddies.
Living the dream. Yeah, you guys are living the dream down there. It's going to be hot, though, isn't it, this weekend? Because I just got an advisory.
It's hot. The only place to be is on the beach, so come on down, get in the water, and get your bronze on. Because it's going to be a glorious weekend, it looks like.
Yeah, cover yourself in Coppertone or Crisco or some sort of vegetable oil and get down to the... No, I'm just kidding. Plenty of sunscreen this weekend, folks.
Get down there. I'll have my negative 40 SPF on. Get my super deep dark bronzing tan action going on. Just kidding. But no, we actually just got sponsored by a really cool product, Laguna Herbal. They make this amazing sunscreen. So shout out to them. They've been helping keeping the kiddies covered at the surf camp and kindly donated a bunch of sunscreen to all our kids each week. So thank you to them.
Yeah, they're great supporters of the station, too. I'm wearing their product right now.
Yeah.
It's made me look 22 years younger.
I won't even recognize you next time I see you, huh? Yeah, it's a Fountain of Youth beauty product. Go and grab it down at Laguna Surf and Sport, Laguna Herbals, keeping us youthful and beautiful.
Excellent. All right, thanks, Sly. We'll see you next time.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend, and cowabunga, surfers.